Podcast Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm your host, Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, and I'm really excited. I have a special guest today, Dr. Carl Rothschild, and we are going to learn about red light therapy. Can you tell our guests a little bit about yourself, Dr. Rothschild, and welcome to the Healing Soul?
Thank you. I love having the opportunity to talk about red light therapy because I'm very passionate about it. I started in 1975,
Okay.
75, as
Wow.
a chiropractic student. I drove all the ways out from Brooklyn, New York to go to the best college at that time in the country, probably in the world for chiropractic, and that was in Los Angeles, never thinking I was going to stay here, but I'm still here.
You can't beat the weather, that's for sure.
And you make connections after 4 years of chiropractic school. You make a lot of connections and get used to it. And so I never went back to New York other than to visit. Then about 19, so I graduated in 78 and started my chiropractic career. And I loved it. I loved being different. I was a hippie at the I was my version of a hippie, which meant in my mind that money was not going to be the deciding factor of what I was going to do in my life. What was important to me was, and this is going to sound corny, but I wanted to help people. And I don't know where that came from, but I just do.
Right.
And I was thinking that if I was helping people and not making money, well, that's not fun. But if you're just making money and not helping people, I wouldn't enjoy that either. And over the years, I've had 12 practices. I've really loved being a chiropractor. And then about 26 years ago, though I was 20 years into my profession, thinking I knew everything. And then I have this medical doctor who's telling me I should start shining a light on people and it would make a difference. And I'm thinking, yeah, right, he's crazy. And but he brought to he was the first one to get the FDA clearance on red light therapy, and so I got to using his device, and it revolutionized my practice. I was able to heal things. This lady goes, "Hey, can you help me with my gum disease?" And all we knew is we couldn't hurt. For sure, that's all we knew. We didn't know the full extent of what it could do.
So, not to interrupt, but is red light technology, did NASA develop that, or where does it come from? I guess its origins.
Yes, NASA did work on it. They
Okay.
were trying to, there were a few things that happened to an astronaut. I mean, they were also experimenting with plants and things like that and light and how it would affect it. But they're kind of the ones that coined the term photobiomodulation. So photo meaning light, bio meaning tissue, and modulation, it does something. So they were the first ones that started thinking, well, how could light make a change and make a difference?
Right.
And the only thing they knew for sure is that it couldn't hurt. That's it. I mean, they weren't positive why it worked. It did. And remember, the devices back then were extremely subtle compared to what we have now. So even when I started 26 years ago, even that device, which was the state of the art at that time, didn't really, what we have now, a thousand, literally thousands of times more powerful than what we had back then. And yet, and still,
That's
I had very
incredible.
good results back then. I'm sorry, what?
I said that's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in love with this stuff. And over the years, it keeps getting, the way the road to technology, if there's an interest in it, it gets better, it gets stronger, it gets more comprehensive. And then about 13 years ago, we learned that. Now, up until that point, even though I'm calling it red light therapy, there are two different distinct elements of the word red light therapy. On this hand, red light therapy, red. And on this hand, near infrared. So near infrared is invisible to the naked eye. When we talk about red light therapy, my company was the first one that many years ago to integrate both red and near infrared together. But before that, I only used near infrared, knowing
Okay.
that near infrared was the most powerful, what I call miraculous ranges of waves or wavelengths. And I had a lot of fun with that, with the near infrared. But these guys who are using red light only, knowing, I know, knew that red light was not nearly as healing, but they're the ones that discovered that there was an element of red light that could help with weight loss. And it does it all naturally. It doesn't freeze it, boil it, laser it. It doesn't use radio frequency or ultrasonic cavitation, nothing to destroy fat cells.
So is it the shrinking of the inflammation, or what exactly happens?
So we're going to talk about the mechanism in just a moment, but I,
Okay,
and
sorry.
so there are two mechanisms, two separate mechanisms. One's about fat loss, which we learned 13 years ago, or give or take, and then the everything else, the healing, the all that other stuff. All that mechanism I'm going to talk about in a little while, but I just want to continue on with, you know, the history. And so there we are, learning that it could help with fat loss. So my company was the first one to integrate red and near infrared together. The red helped with fat loss, and it has some healing qualities as well. And the near infrared doesn't do much for fat loss, but it's phenomenal with the tight for just the aesthetic world. It tightens the skin. It you won't have sagging skin or stretch marks, and then skin from head to toe is it's incredible how beautiful. We're talking about fine lines and wrinkles and any kind of skin issue, including eczema and psoriasis. And I'll talk about psoriasis in a little while, but and of course advanced acne, raised moles, skin tags, crepe neck, all that stuff. I mean, the skin looks phenomenal. But the lights, now that we have lights that are very powerful, can penetrate pretty deep. And so pretty much many of the tissues in your body will respond beautifully to red and near infrared therapy. So while we're on the subject, I just want to also clear up the word infrared. So when people say infrared, there really is no such word as just infrared. It's either far infrared, mid infrared, or near infrared. Now, mid infrared, I haven't seen any results with that, but near infrared and far infrared are two distinct elements of infrared. And in this country, pretty much all over the world, when you use the word infrared, infrared saunas, infrared tables, infrared whatever, you're really talking about far infrared. And far infrared is a fancy way of getting deep penetrating heat, and that's it.
Okay, so that's the definition.
It's not going to make those miraculous changes that near infrared makes. And we're going to talk about in a little while the mechanism. I just want to clear the history. So 13 years ago, we learned about red light and about fat loss. And we started, you know, I started getting in manufacturing at that point because I said, oh my God, I know. And now you can see and have been seeing that fat loss runs this world. I mean, you stay home long enough, you listen to the commercials. They're all about GLP and all the different fat loss mechanic things that people are willing to do to themselves, not caring about the
Billion
horrible
dollar
side effects.
industry.
And there are side effects to, you know, in chiropractic, or at least my version of chiropractic, I'm not interested in putting anything in the body or yanking anything out that does belong there. I'm not putting anything that doesn't belong there. Not yanking anything out that does belong there.
I love it.
That'd be last choice. Now, there are some cases where you do need to do surgery, but I like the idea of looking at natural healing first. And then when that doesn't work, okay, you know what? We've tried everything. Let's move on to the next phase. You would be hard pressed, by the way, to find anything that I haven't seen respond beautifully to light therapy. I'm
That's
talking about
exciting.
anything. And to your audience, if you go to Google Scholar, now are you familiar with Google Scholar?
I'm not.
You got to be. From starting
So
right
good.
now, it's going to be your go-to. It's
My
scholar.
go-to.
It's scholar.google.com, and it's a much more scholarly version of Google. You can't pay to have a higher rank on it. And you're going to see a lot of articles, double-blind studies, research papers, all kinds of stuff on a subject matter.
I
Now,
love it.
you're going to put in the word photo, photo, bio. This is one word, photo biomodulation. And that photo means light, bio means tissue, and modulation, well, it does something. And this is all about how light affects tissue. It's as simple as that. Now, I can go on forever. I wrote the book on it. I do recommend you get it. We'll talk about that in a little while. But
Okay.
I am, and I've already said this, and I don't want to sound silly, but I love this stuff. And when you realize that it's about the sun, can you imagine what, people don't realize, when you have something, you don't realize what it would be like if you didn't have it. Well, the
Right.
sun really is the reason why we're alive.
Our
It's
source,
plants are
yeah.
alive, and it's why we're alive. And without the sun, we would not be, we wouldn't exist. And on top of that, the sun has been shown to have many amazing effects on the body. And that's what we've done, is we've taken elements of sunlight and magnify it many times and drive it into someone's body, either on the red light side for fat loss and some healing, or on the near infrared side with these miracles. And so then we went over the 13, give or take, years ago. We talked about fat loss, and I got involved with manufacturing. And at that time, we were involved with lasers and pads and panels on the wall and things like that. Nice results, really nice.
Right.
But then something happened. COVID. And our
Right.
practitioners wanted less physical contact between the patient and the provider, and we built a bed. Now, the bed, you don't need staff for it. The patient can get in and out themselves. So it just worked. And all we assumed that it would do is be a nice substitute for what we were doing up to that point, which was, again, lasers, pads, panels, things like that. And oh my God, within the first month of us having delivered the first series of beds, we started getting feedback that was mind-boggling and unbelievable.
Of
So this guy,
was it the benefits that people were seeing, that the feedback that you were getting, that this I had this and now I don't, or just
yeah. Well, let
different?
me give you
Yeah.
some examples, but before I do,
Okay. Okay.
what we have since learned is that when
Okay.
you bathe the whole body at the same time, not when you do little spots and stuff. That was nice. If I want to help with someone's shoulder, I could put a laser on it. I could put a pad around it. You'll see face masks. It's nice for the face, and it's nice. Nice.
Right.
My whole profession, until I had this manufactured this bed, in retrospect, everything was nice. Hyperbaric chambers, PEMF, cold plunge, all these things were nice. But this bed, now, our first bed was not the one that's on here, but the bed has taken us to another level. And what we are seeing is unbelievable. So let me give you an example. Often I start my lectures with, what would you do? I want you to all to pretend that you're a health practitioner. When someone calls you up and says, I'm getting heart attacks, I'm having heart attacks once a week. And this has been going on for a dozen years. And every time I die, the defibrillator that they implanted in my chest that many years ago zaps me back to life.
Right.
But that guy, by the time we met him 12 years in, I remember when he had the defibrillator implanted, it was years before that that it was clear that his heart was starting to fail.
Right.
And I have no idea why they didn't set him up for a heart transplant, but his heart was a mess. And he was a mess. He had no energy. He was depressed, of course, because he knew he was dying.
Well, yeah, what a way to live.
So what would you do? I'm going to ask you, if you pretend for a moment that you're a health practitioner and someone called you up and said, I'm having a heart attack once a week. Can you help me? Nobody could.
Right. No.
Nobody could. The
Right.
guys that implanted the defibrillator just assumed that eventually he was going to die. And the only thing they could do is change the battery every 10 years. That was it.
That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Yeah.
So the practitioner, his practitioner, calls me up and says, this guy wants to come in tomorrow, who's having a heart attack once a week on average. And I don't want to treat him. I'm nervous about treating him. I don't want him having a heart attack in my office. And
Right.
I said, you know what? We know that it couldn't hurt. So why don't you just treat him for 5 minutes and stay in the room the whole time? And that was nearly 2 years ago. Now, the guy's had more treatment since, but no more heart attacks.
That's a miracle.
And everything has come back to normal.
Wow, that's
His energy, his blood
truly
pressure, his power.
incredible.
That's why I'm nuts. That's why I'm out of my mind.
Right.
That's just one of many examples. I have a staff member that put this together for me because I'm crazy about it. Can you read that?
Yeah, get in the
She knows
bed.
that that's my attitude. It's just, would you just get in the bed? You couldn't hurt.
No, it's
It
not going to
could
hurt
not hurt.
anything.
And the
Right.
upside is outrageous. We have a lady that had 16, now I'm going to send you these videos
Okay.
for the show notes. And this lady had 16 serious conditions. Now, I didn't know that when I called her. She had
Right.
just sent me an email that said she had had Lyme disease for several, many years, and I think 7 years. And the word she used, it ravaged everything in her body, organs, glands, tissues, skin, everything was mess. So I call her up and we set up a testimonial video. And I did not expect that she was going to be telling me about 16 different serious conditions that all required doctor visits, drugs, and all kinds of stuff. And she was a mess, a
Was
mess.
it related from the Lyme disease or just other
No,
things that she
because some of
had?
these things predate the Lyme disease.
Okay, so she had a lot going on.
20 years of diarrhea, shingles, of course, Lyme disease. She had three forms of psoriasis. She had guttate psoriasis, plaque psoriasis, and she had psoriatic arthritis. And now she doesn't. The psoriatic arthritis was horrific, and she would wake up with a thing called dactylitis, which was another word for it is sausage toes. So her toes would be greatly enlarged, swollen, black and blue, and extremely painful. And after two visits, that stopped. She
Oh.
also had uveitis. Now, uveitis is a swelling in an eye, if not both eyes. And normally, the pressure on an eye is about 10 to 12, and hers was 180.
Oh my goodness.
So she needed to take drops. Her copayment for that was $400 a month. And once a month, she got an injection right in her eye.
Oh.
And when you watch the video, I asked her, I said, what's that like? And I mean, it's horrible,
That's
horrible.
no fun.
And she doesn't need those injections anymore. Her uveitis is normal. She doesn't have it anymore. And her pressure is absolutely normal.
So talking about the eyes, do you need to wear goggles in the bed or is it safe for your eyes?
I love that question. Thank you for asking because I might have forgotten to bring that up. So when
I'm
someone,
just out of curiosity, right?
well, it's more than curiosity. It's a great question
Right.
because it
Thank
answers a
you.
bunch of stuff.
Okay.
We're dealing with light, not radiation, not electrical stim, nothing like that. We're talking about a light. So if you can
Okay.
walk in the room walk in a room and turn on the lights to the room and not have an ill effect, which means 100% would be able to use the bed because it's a light and you get in
Okay.
the light. You get in
Okay.
the bed. So now let's talk about the eyes. We tell everybody less clothes the better because the lights are not great about penetrating clothing. So they're semi-nude, number one. Number two, we ask them to not wear the goggles and keep their eyes closed and mouth open. So the mouth, gum disease, tongue, tonsils, throat, the whole thing, smart idea. But now let's talk about the eyes. And if
Okay.
you wear the goggles, you won't get these amazing results. If you just keep your eyes closed, now you can open them up a little bit if you want, but it's a very bright light and it's annoying, right? So you just keep your eyes
Okay.
closed. There are people who think that when I said, yeah, I guess you could open your eyes a little bit, what they hear is, I got to keep my eyes open the whole time. I never said that. And
Right.
they got a little bit of a headache. You know, I said, I never said you should keep your eyes open the whole time. You can, but I don't
Right.
recommend it. I get in the bed 3 times a week. I'm 72 years old, and I try to do what I taught my patients to do, which is to age gracefully. Can't stop you from getting older, but it'd be nice if your health and well-being is like a candle that burns bright all the way from the top, all the way to the bottom, and then sputters out and dies.
That'd be great.
That's what we're all should be shooting for, not the last 20 years of your life in a wheelchair. Barely functioning can't feed yourself, can't bathe yourself, can't wipe yourself. I mean, I don't want that. In fact, I'd have patients come to my office and I have to admit, I would say sometimes to myself, I wouldn't say it out loud, I'd say, please God, don't let me wind up like that. Because they didn't take care of themselves. And you know why people don't take care of themselves?
Why?
They're not scared enough. When you're 30 and you don't realize what your 70-year-old person's going to say to you, your 70-year-old self would be saying to you as a 30 is like, would you please take better care of yourself so I'd have a better senior citizen life. Everyone says I'm living for today. No, you're not. You're not spending for today. You're smart enough to go, maybe I should put some money aside. Well, maybe you should take care of your health so that when you're 70 and 80 years old, you can function and not be a burden on your family and your society and not hate your life. I mean, you'll be immobile, can't drive, can't do anything. Who wants that? You want to extend this as long as you can. It's not about living longer. It's about a higher quality of life.
Quality of life is so important.
That's what it's about. So the smart things are to stay away from the things that we all know is not good for us. It's the world of smoking. It's the world of drinking. It's the world in weight loss. It's about starchy carbohydrates, simple sugars, soda, and alcohol. If you could lessen, if not eliminate, those four things, then and then add red light to it. So it's a smart diet with red light, and the results are very beautiful. Very beautiful. So when you go on
Amazing.
Google Scholar, you put in the word photobiomodulation, weight loss, photobiomodulation, lupus, photobiomodulation, and whatever, and see the results. And typically there'll be hundreds of studies, if not thousands of studies.
That's amazing. And so the most miraculous testimonial, would you say it was the lady that had 16 different things going on, or?
It's hard to say. I mean, if this guy Arnett was having a heart attack once a
Yeah,
week,
that's
I think
pretty
that's pretty
amazing.
miraculous.
That's miraculous
How
is
about
what that
Steve
is.
that contracted Lyme disease when he was 12 years old? And it ruined his childhood. It ruined his education. It ruined his social life. And of course, it made getting a career very difficult. And so here he is. We don't meet him until he's in his 50s. And he gets in one of our beds. And he gets out of the bed and he goes, he dismisses it. He says, I didn't feel any difference at all. And he thinks it's just a bunch of hooey. But 5 hours later, and ever since, you got to listen to the video. It will definitely give you chills
So I
to
take it he
hear.
changed his mind that he realized it did
Of
do
course,
something.
yeah. And then he said that I started his, the word he said was, I started using red light on the regular. That's his terminology.
I love
And he
it.
realized it's about taking care of yourself and it's a long-term thing. I get in the bed 3 times a week without any specific ailment, but I'm trying to do this better, and I'm smart about my diet and I do exercise, but it's about adding everything in your favor. That's what you want. And not having things that are not in your favor. So we talked about 13 years ago about fat loss. We talked about a few years ago with COVID that we built developed the bed. And then the bed has been getting stronger and stronger. But again, what we found is about bathing the whole body at the same time. That's number one. Number two, having the lights as close to your body as possible. So when you have things, inches, if not feet away on the wall or whatever, it's okay, but you're not going to get these intense results and changes that you would if the lights are right on your body or close to your body, as close as possible.
So for the benefit, how long do you stay in the bed, like as far as time-wise?
So the treatment, I told you that that one guy was only treated for 5 minutes.
What's optimal? Like optimal.
Most everything happens within 7 minutes, but to lock in the results, we suggest 12 minutes.
That's not much of a time commitment to have so
No,
many benefits.
absolutely. And it's 3 times a week by default, typically, just like exercise or other things. It's 3 times a week in the bed and I'm going to recommend that you would get into bed 3 times a week until you reach a goal, whatever that goal is, whether it's whatever, whether it's range of motion or pain. Because remember, every musculoskeletal tissue issues respond amazingly well. Joints, muscles, tendon, and ligaments, bone, even burns, cuts, wounds. So post-surgical, if somebody got in the bed immediately after surgery, it would be brilliant.
Wow.
But they, and then we had an example of a lady who had third degree burns. Now she was guaranteed 6 months of pain, 6 months of drugs, and permanent scarring. And after this, by middle of the 2nd week, the pain was essentially mostly gone. And by the middle to end of the 3rd week, it was gone. It was gone.
Wow.
No scarring. It looked great.
That's amazing. So, as far as it's healing muscle, it's healing the cells in the body, it's repairing the skin cells. Is it the frequency, or what is,
So now
to break it down for the
I've got
average
you right
person?
where I want you to be.
Okay.
I've gotten you interest. Now I'm going to go through the science, which some people's
Right.
eyes roll over and they fall
Now
asleep.
I love science.
I'm going to go over why it works and how it
Okay.
works.
Okay.
And there are two completely different mechanisms. And overall, the whole thing, if you put it on the blackboard, you would put in SUN. It's all about sun and the sunlight and this
Right.
amazing, miraculous thing and how it can affect our body. But there are two separate mechanisms. One on this side is fat loss. So let's talk about that. What they discovered, well, they discovered by accident that it could affect fat loss about 13 years ago, but it took them a while to figure out how it worked. They thought maybe it liquefied the fat. They used the word emulsification. But it turns out what they learned was that the fat cell walls are affected by a certain element of red light that will actually make the fat cell walls more porous, just temporarily. And the
Okay.
contents of the fat cell leaks out into surrounding tissue. Now, if that's not moved away from there, it reabsorbs. So that's the protocol of taking that fat that's been released and moving it away from the fat cell into the lymphatic system
So
and eventually.
basically, is the per not to interrupt, but is the
Wait, wait.
person peeing it out?
I'm sorry, what?
Is the person, like, when it leaks out, are you peeing it out to get rid of it, or how did your body get rid of it?
Okay, so let me start over.
I'm sorry.
So the red light changes the fat cell wall to become more porous. It allows the fat cell contents to leak out around the fat cell wall, and we use the lymphatic system to get to the liver for use or elimination. Yes, it could pee or poop out, but it also could be used for energy and things like that. So, I mean, like I said, they didn't understand how and why it worked in the beginning, but who cares? We know it couldn't hurt. And it's just like almost everything in the history of the medicine, they see it's working, they don't know why it's working in the beginning, and then they do the studies to figure out. And often they're wrong in the beginning until they finally figure out how the darn thing works. So at any rate, there you are with fat loss. Now that's that mechanism. Now I'm a healer, or I'm not treating patients now, but that was my love. And so the whole other mechanism I'm going to call the everything else. That starting from the top of your head, hair restoration, brain, it can get through the skull to the brain. So even psychological issues, even though psychiatrists have not gotten behind this very much for whatever reason, they love drugs. I had a lady that wrote us an email, me in particular, and she wrote, "If this is how normal people feel every day, I can't believe I've been missing out all this time." And she was highly depressed before she started using the bed. She was, I don't want to put words in her mouth as being suicidal, but I got the hint that she was very unhappy, let's put it that way. And now she's not. And so it can actually affect the seasonal blues. You've heard of that. That won't happen if you're using red light therapy. So psychological issues, working your way down, eyes, we already talked about that. floaters, cataracts, glaucoma, just about anything in the eye. We had this one gentleman who had Leber's hereditary optic neuropathy. I didn't know what that was in the beginning. I'd heard of it, but I didn't know what it was. And what it sounds like is that it's multiple sclerosis of the retina. And
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Yeah.
multiple sclerosis is like a cavity that's eaten away at the nervous tissue.
Right.
And so his retina, he was going blind. He was probably 50% blind by the time we met him. And what
Tragic.
red light seems to be able to do is to halt the progression. And I doubt if we're going to regain what was lost. But imagine his thrill that he's not going to be completely blind.
How moving. I mean, that's changed his life forever.
Absolutely. And he was
And
so brave about it. I'm telling you, prior to him using red light, he just surrendered to it. I'm going to go blind, and what can I do? And
well,
his
I'm sure he
legacy
was
went on.
told by doctors there's nothing
Yeah.
he could do. So
Not only
he had
that,
to accept it.
he had migraines and other headaches, and he had insomnia and all that. All those symptoms are gone. It's similar with the multiple sclerosis. We have people that we've seen that it halts the progression of the multiple sclerosis. So what I'm saying is that if you've got any ailment, try the bed. You know, it's six visits, that's it, to try it. And it's not uncommon we'll see results after just one visit. As a matter of fact, the worse off somebody is, the more dramatic the change is. So if somebody feels great, I don't know if they're going to see a big change in their life. But if they, the messier they are, the more amazing the results are.
So, like on a first visit, say I had muscle soreness from running a marathon, and would I see subtle changes even in the first visit if my muscles were real sore?
So what we do with athletes, and remember, I still have the mechanism that we're going to go over, but there are eight divisions to the company. And so it's skin, it's fat loss, and it's healing. But within the healing, it's men's health. I talked about erectile dysfunction, things like that. It's women's health. And one of the other divisions is athletes. Now, if an athlete gets in the bed before their marathon, before their game, before their workout, they're going to respond much better. They're going to have much more stamina. Now they get in the bed after their workout, after their marathon, after their game, and they're going to recover much better.
That's incredible.
So we have NBA teams that have it. We have the Olympic Training Center for track and field. They had our bed. Then they moved to Europe for it was the Paris Olympics. But the whole time it was here, and I'm going to be sending you testimonial videos for you to look at. One of the ladies, her name is Chloe, and she was a pole vault, professional pole vaulter. And her workouts were 8 hours a day. And then the
Eight
next day,
out 8 hours a day.
yeah, as
Wow.
she was getting closer to the Olympics, her
Wow.
workouts were about 8 hours a day. And she was, the next day, she was spent. But now with the bed, she would wake up the next morning, as she would put it, fresh as a daisy.
Wow.
Again, her name is Chloe. So if you get a chance to watch that video, it's striking.
Definitely.
And then we have famous athletic centers in Florida, two of them, that the people are having spectacular results. We're even in a cancer center right now doing research on it, and I'm hearing great results. Not the point of having it in the cancer center was not about avoiding cancer. I can't go there with that.
Well, that's what I was, that question had crossed my mind. I'm sure our listeners had thought about cancer also.
I can't comment on that because cancer is a multi-quadrillion dollar business, and if they think I'm taking a dollar out of their pockets, I don't want to wind up in
You
trouble.
don't want to
But
step in that pile then. No.
post-cancer, well, let me rephrase that. The radiation therapy and the chemotherapy does them in. There's a goodly number of people who've had that therapy that have succumbed to the pneumonia that they get because their resistance and their it drops so dramatically.
Their immune system.
Their immune system is in the trash. So they're getting in the bed post, radiation therapy, chemotherapy. And I'll be getting some testimonials from those, hopefully soon. And I'm hearing wonderful results of how they're recovering from the therapy that they had been getting.
Well, that's going to help millions if that, because that is so draining. I've personally known people that they have no energy and they feel sick and they're tired and they're just exhausted and depleted. And
This
if
is
that
what
could
I'm
give
going to
them
tell them. Get
any
into the bed.
comfort, yeah, any kind of comfort is wonderful.
Well, but this is all natural. Remember, we're not putting anything in the body that doesn't belong there, or yanking anything out that does belong there. So now let me go over the mechanism
Okay.
of how the healing aspect of red light, near infrared works. And again, it's all about the sun, but it's also about our miraculous bodies. It's not by accident, whether you believe in God or evolution or whatever, it's not by accident that someone stuck a enzyme in the mitochondria that responds to sunlight. So now let's first now talk about mitochondria. When I went to school, I learned that there was one mitochondria in every cell of your body. And the mitochondria is in charge of energy. And it's the powerhouse of the body. It's like the battery of your body. And without a properly functioning mitochondria, you're going to suffer. It leads to disease and eventually death. But if we can stimulate the mitochondria to come back to health, wouldn't that be nice? So there's just this funny looking enzyme that is in the membrane of the mitochondria called cytochrome C oxidase, some C. And if you can get that to come back to life, it'll stimulate the mitochondria to come back to life, and the person will do much better. Well, guess what? Sunlight, to a degree, can do that, but it's very weak. What we can now do is stimulate the cytochrome C oxidase to come back to health and well-being and drive that mitochondria to health and well-being. And remember, I told you there were one mitochondria in every cell, but that's not true. In some of the cells, like heart, the heart is the most demanding
Oh, I'm
tissue.
sorry. Mia. She's laying there quiet as could be. And then someone rang the doorbell. I apologize. I'll have to edit.
Actually, we didn't hear anything.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, good. So it's working.
It's that
So.
much less of a edit you have to do. But anyway,
Right. Okay. Good. Sorry, the dog was barking.
so if we can stimulate the mitochondria to come back to health, would that be great? But let's talk about how many mitochondria there are in the body. The heart is the most demanding tissue in your body, and the cells, every cell in your in the heart, every heart cell has over 5,000 mitochondria. So the mitochondria is so significant and prevalent now that there is over that your body weight is 10% of your body weight is made up of the mitochondria. 10%. That's huge.
That is huge, yeah.
And so now there's studies, there are books on mitochondrial dysfunction. There's a disease called mitochondrial dysfunction. And the word mitochondria has become prevalent all over the planet over these last several years. And what was discovered is that now you can hear how the light stimulates the cytochrome C oxidase to stimulate the mitochondria to come back to health and well-being. And the person is going to respond dramatically. Again, I want to tell you, the messier the person is, the more dramatic the changes. And most people will see some change in 6 visits. 6 visits. Now, we've had people, we had a lady that had a stroke. After one visit, she noticed a huge change. After 8 visits, she was better than she was before she ever had the stroke. So we talked about Arnett with the heart attacks. We talked about Jessica with 16 horrible conditions, but it goes on. We talked about Steve with the 40 years of Lyme disease. It's hard for a hippie like I was to not get crazy about this stuff. Because that was my goal. I don't mind making money, but I really love helping people. And when you combine that together, isn't that fun? So now let me just take the next level here. I recommend that everybody go to this website. I don't know if you can see it. It's trifectalight.com. And on that website, if you're interested in a location, for one of three reasons, check the bed out for your own health. Check the bed out because you might, there are some people that are have a more wealth than health, and they understand and recognize how much it costs to be sick. I don't think people realize what it costs financially as well in every other way. What does it cost to be sick? And so if you can prevent that as much as you can, if you do what I do, I have a bed here in my home. I get into bed 3 times a week and will continue to do until forever, for as long as I'm alive. Let's put it that way.
So for do you sell the bed to wellness centers like across the
Yeah,
nation
so
or just to anyone? Okay,
three
sorry.
kinds of people are going to be interested in finding out about this. One, they want to try it for themselves. Two, they're going to want to buy it for their home. And three, which is the majority of people who are interested in this bed, is it's an incredible business. And so it's a magnet to bring new people in, but it's also a great tool to handle all the people that you already have in your facility. Everyone's going to want to sign up for this, at least to try it. And if they don't see a difference in 6 visits, they probably didn't plug the bed in. That's the only thing I can think of.
So
Because,
you're 100% believer that, 'cause you've seen it work.
well, I can also tell you that, of course, there are going to be, if somebody lost a finger, we're not growing the finger back. So there are some people that may not respond in 6. What typically is, I'll say, let's just give it 6 visits. And by the fifth visit, if the person's not seeing significant change, they often will say, just let's just give it a little bit longer. And sometimes it might take a little bit longer. I have not really seen very many things that don't respond. And it's worth a shot. The worst that'll happen is nothing. So now let's talk about two important things: side effects and contraindications. In the 50 years this technology has been studied, there has never been a recorded side effect. You
That's
couldn't earn more money if you
incredible.
tried.
That's like unheard of.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell everybody. It's unbelievable. Now, on the other hand, let's talk about contraindications. That means who should not get in the bed.
So no one.
No, I can't say that. So let's
But
talk about a legal issue more than it is a reality. The legal issue is, I will tell you that the lights are helpful to the mother and the fetus, but if that baby comes out anything other than perfect, they're going to want to blame somebody for that. And I tell my team people, let's just not be in that neighborhood. Don't take that risk. So if you have a pregnant woman, the day she de after she delivers, get her in because she's going to recover so much faster, especially right after C-section. It will be unbelievable the degree of success and how much faster she'll recover, and the scarring will be much less.
It's amazing.
Now, the other contraindications have more to do with someone's license than anything else. So me as a chiropractor, I can't start advertising that I'm a kidney expert, even though we know it would help the kidneys tremendously. We have Janet that had stage 4 renal failure, meaning her kidneys were about to gone, right? She was slated for dialysis. And within 2 weeks, the kidneys responded dramatically. And I don't know how long it took, probably a month, but they came back to normal.
That's incredible.
When you get a chance to watch the videos, Janet is the one on kidneys.
Janet, okay. That's my sister's name, so it'll be easy for me to remember.
So at any rate, so that's the story about, so getting back to contraindications. So pacemaker, defibrillator, not contraindicated. In other words, you can get in with metal, with electronics, with shoulder replacement, hip replacement. You want to get in the bed ASAP right after these surgeries so you'll recover much faster.
So where do you think like the future of holistic health is going? I think more and more people are coming back on board, not wanting as much invasive as they used to, just accept.
I've been doing this for a long time, right? 47 years. And my goal is to help as many people as possible to get away from drugs and limit surgery. And I failed. My profession failed. And the reason is because there's this thing, it's about that big and it's green. And it's called money. And that's what makes this whole thing, makes the world go round. We already heard that. And so as long as somebody can make a lot of money doing this, that's what they're going to want to do. I mean, that's natural, normal behavior. Even though it compromises someone's health and well-being, they want the money. So the guy that brought this technology and got the FDA clearance first was a medical doctor out of USC out here in California. He was an orthopedic surgeon and a professor at that school. And he thought that all his fellow orthopedists would follow along with him, and none of them did.
Change is difficult.
It's not
Thinking
just
outside.
change. They want to do the surgery. It's not
Right.
about the
Well, I
change.
mean, people have concepts like of what they think will work, and some people need to step outside of the box to just give something a chance.
I was just on a call with a psychiatrist, and that was one of the most difficult phone calls I've ever had in my life, business-wise. And he just could not let go of the fact that he said, it's placebo, it's junk, I don't believe it. I took him to Google Scholar. He didn't believe that. So, what's the harm of finding somebody that's in bad shape, trying six visits with them and seeing what happens? But he was in the psychological, mental issue and emotions, and he couldn't follow this at all. But can you imagine if it has no side effects, couldn't hurt somebody if you tried? Try it. 2 weeks,
Yeah,
six
why?
visits, and
You're
you should
right.
see a difference.
I see that as totally reasonable. If it's not going to hurt you, why not just give it a try and see how you feel or the person feels? And so as far as psychological, do you think that the red light and infrared light releases serotonin from the brain, or
So what
is
it
there any
does
like, yes?
is it stimulates the mitochondria,
Okay.
come back to life. It produces
So
ATP, a lot more
okay.
ATP than you, and
Right.
ATP is the what they call energy currency of the body. Without
Right.
that, you're dying. With it, you're healthy. And so many things will occur. Nitric
Okay.
oxide is released as a side effect. Nitric oxide is a lot about oxygen. About it's a vasodilator, so it's going to get much better circulation. And also, there's a thing called reactive oxygen species. Why the hell they call that, I don't know. ROS, which many people heard as free radicals. Now, free radicals can cause problems.
Right.
But what the red light therapy does is it modulates, meaning it keeps, see, not enough ROS and you have a problem, too much, you have a problem. And what they found is that red light therapy can modulate the free radicals. So the helpful element of it is there, and the harmful stuff is modulated, so it's not going to be an excessive amount of free radicals. And so getting back to serotonin, yes, serotonin can be increased, but it has to do with a side effect of the overall well-being of somebody. Let me tell you what chiropractic's about. It's not about thinking we know better than the body. It's not about thinking we know better than evolution or God. It's about removing the interference and letting innate intelligence take over. I know it sounds corny. I'm not, we're not going to get religious here. We're just going to talk about the innate intelligence, which means that the body, when someone gets cut, somehow, somewhere, the body knows how to heal that thing. We don't have to get in on an internet with the body and say, hey, would you please do this? White blood cells, blah, 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 fibrogen.
Body intuitively knows that there's a cut there. It intuitively knows what to do and how to heal it.
It does everything in your whole
Yeah, it
body.
does. Yeah,
What
automatically.
we as practitioners need to do is to get out of the way, get the interference out of the way, and try to encourage well-being, and that's what red light therapy does. It's not about putting anything in the body that doesn't belong there, and I know I'm repeating myself. And it's not about yanking anything out that does belong there, unless it's the last resort. If nothing else helps, I do understand. And thank God there's surgery, and thank God there are drugs. It's just
Right.
that this country, it's used a lot more than it should be. But that's
Well,
my
I
crazy
love
amount.
the quote from Einstein. The future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies, Einstein. Now, there's somebody that thought outside of the box always.
Well, let's talk about frequency. So, what are you going to look for in equipment? Is a bed that is very strong that doesn't get hot. Remember, heat is the
Right.
enemy. Heat is the
Right.
enemy. So, if it gets hot, what that does is it dilates blood vessels, makes it red, and will block the penetration of the light. So, you want lights that are very strong that don't get hot. You want lights that come very close to the body, and you want the capability of pulsing the wave. Instead of having it just on constant, by pulsing the wave, you create the frequencies that we were talking about. Now, frequencies come in a lot of different ways. So, with our program, you have vibratory frequencies, you have sound frequencies, you have light frequencies. And so, the body has different tissues in your body resonate with different frequencies.
Right.
My favorite frequency is 528 hertz. So, if you were to look up 528 hertz, it's the universal healing frequency.
Right.
If you just use that, you'll have great results. So, we include 32 things with the purchase, including all the training, coaching, marketing, and everything that you need to be as successful as possible. If you're not getting involved with red light therapy and you're a natural healer, you're making a huge mistake. Or if you're in the aesthetic world, or if you're in the fitness world, or if you're in the weight loss world, or if you're a med spa, day spa, whatever, you need to have red light therapy and you want to have the best. This is medical grade that I'm talking about. You want to have high quality, very strong, but doesn't get hot. This is very unique and very special.
Right. So our listeners can go to try, I'll put the link, but trifectalight.com, and I'll
Correct.
have the link in the notes. And I'm sure you got, and then I'll share the link with the testimonials and the different stories
I'll
also that
send
you're
you
going to
that.
send
I'll
me.
send all
I'll put
that.
that all in the notes. So anyone listening, you'll be able to cross-reference all this this fantastic information that Dr. Rothschild has shared with us today.
Also, we have a book. Now, I don't make a dime off of this, but if you go to Amazon and put in the word illuminated healing, it's a pretty good read. Now, you can get it as a Kindle, meaning you read it off the computer. You can get it as Audible if you want to listen to 8 something hours of me talking, or you can
Right.
just buy the book. And again, we don't make any profit here. If there were any profit that emanate from this, it all goes to charity.
That's wonderful. So, do you have any parting words for our listeners?
Take care of yourself. And incorporate red light therapy in there. I believe in full body therapy. I don't have objections to face masks or anything like that. But if you really want to take it to another level, the miraculous level, you want full body with a bed that works really great. We have hundreds of locations all over the country. So when you go to the website, just request a location nearest you, and one of my staff members will find the best location for you. And if we
Perfect.
don't have a bed near you, what your job is, I'm saying this tongue in cheek, but
Right.
is to help us get a bed in your location, in your area. Because if you have a practitioner that's going to get the one of the ones that gets this bed, they're going to be so busy. We got a guy in Maryland who was the first one to get a bed in Maryland from us, and they couldn't handle all the business they were getting because everybody wanted to get into that bed. So,
That's a good problem to have.
yeah. And if you're smart and if you have more money than health, then I suggest you get a bed for yourself. And if you want to go into business with this, it costs about $1,400 a month to lease. And the return on profit is typically at least 10 times return on investment. I
I can
can't
imagine.
promise that because,
Right.
but
There's variables.
the reason why we include a coach is so that it it will increase the likelihood of you being very, very successful.
Well, I want to thank you for this insightful chat. I have learned a lot and it's amazing, and I can't wait to check out the testimonials. And like I said, I'll put that in the podcast notes. And I appreciate you taking the time to share your knowledge today with our listeners.
I wanted to say one other thing, and I forgot to say this.
Sure. Okay.
When I send the testimonials to you, on the very bottom, not part of the spreadsheet, but on the bottom, you'll see several pages within that overall spreadsheet. So you'll have one
Okay.
section on patients, one providers, one miscellaneous,
Okay.
and that kind of stuff. My podcasts and stuff, that there are a few that are on there as well. So
Perfect.
you can take a look at that. Just look way on the way bottom of that.
On the bottom of that. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And like I said, I knew a little bit about red light, but now it sounds like you said, no matter what you have going on, and obviously I'm not a doctor, but what would it hurt to try if it could help?
Absolutely. And by the way,
So,
if you don't mind sending me your address, I'll send you a copy of my book.
okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
A pleasure.
Yeah,
Been a
and I hope
pleasure. Anyhow,
very much a pleasure. Thank you so much. I'm just going to close out the podcast now. I always
okay.
pick a intuitive heart oracle card. And today's is Stand Strong. Feel the pain of tender experiences in your life. Get through it and learn lessons and know that you are an empowered soul. Yes, you can get through anything. Stand tall. And I want to thank all our listeners today, and I want to thank Dr. Rothschild, and know that God loves you, and so do I, the healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness. Thank you for listening.